May the body relax. Seeing how that lands in the system. May the body relax. May the mind relax. During our practice, it can be helpful to keep reminding ourselves or coming back to this reminder. May the body, may the mind relax. Remembering that this relaxation, as the body and mind relax, very naturally the mind becomes aware in the present moment. Are you aware? What is obvious? Relax and receive experience. And from time to time, recognizing the relationship, liking or not liking. Wanting to hold on to or wanting to resist. Or maybe even a stronger response. Frustration, irritation, anger, confusion. Or maybe it's okay. Sometimes that relationship can also be one of delight, of joy, ease or calm. And it's useful to notice those also. Awareness of these beautiful qualities. Supports them. Remembering the light touch of effort. Just enough to connect with this moment. You may be beginning to get the sense or the feel of almost riding a wave of mindfulness. Rather than having to keep pedaling, we can just ride for a while and not actively try to be mindful, but more just recognize mindfulness is here, aware, already aware. How we make effort in the practice is one of the arts of our meditation. It is tuned to what is happening in this moment. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves more frequently, but the effort is more about how much we remind ourselves, how often we remind ourselves, rather than how hard we're trying in a moment. And so sometimes we gently remind ourselves frequently. Being aware, connecting with this, oh, aware. And again. And again. Sometimes it can be more of the sense of that feeling of the mindfulness beginning to maybe drift just a little, and just brightening the connection. Maybe we get to ride that wave of mindfulness for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, and then there feels like a little like softening around the edges, remembering again. Perhaps it can feel like a very gentle ebb and flow, but getting very sensitive to the ebb and connecting again. Almost like you're sitting on top of the ocean on a very calm day where there are these, just these rise and falls of the waves, lying on the ocean, floating on the surface. If you're using prompts or the questions, am I aware? What is obvious? Sometimes shortening those can also be helpful. Maybe just the word aware of what? And as we get more familiar with the experience of awareness, rather than it being more of a question, am I aware? A slightly subtler form of the connection or of the effort is just the recognition, already aware. Already aware. And aside from this gentle reminding ourselves, this light touch of connection moment after moment, another powerful support for connecting with experience is the quality of curiosity, of interest. Can we be interested in, or the kind of sense of, what's this that's arising? How does the body communicate that experience to the mind? We take so much for granted in our human experience. It's been the ocean we've been swimming in for our lives, and often we haven't taken the time to really look at it, and it is amazing. Sensations, feelings, sounds, emotions, thoughts arising, passing. If you find yourself kind of waiting for some other experience to get more interesting. Maybe you can get curious about the experience of waiting. What's that? What's the belief there that thinks the next few moments would be more interesting than this moment? We can also get interested in how our mindfulness kind of begins to weaken and get lost. What are the areas or habits of mind that pull us out of mindfulness? And rather than noticing some of those things, rather than trying to force a mindfulness, maybe we can be curious about the pull out of mindfulness there. The pull is a kind of a way the attention wants to move someplace else. Can we be curious about that? Recognize this feeling of the wobbliness of mindfulness rather than trying to hold on to some experience. Can we follow the attention? Curious about what is the mindfulness interested in right now? Being curious about the coming and going of mindfulness. We often I've been encouraging the curiosity, the interest as mindfulness returns. What's here now? How's it been shaped? And we can be curious about the weakening of mindfulness, the pull, the shift of attention, the sticky things that feel like they kidnap mindfulness. Curiosity is a wonderful support. To learn about the conditioning, the habits of mind. That tend to take us away from the present. When the mind wanders, gets lost, there's something that's not been seen. Some aspect of experience was not consciously recognized. Though sometimes there can be a question, what am I missing? What have I not seen? Again, not looking for it, but seeing if our system, our mind and body, can support and reveal something we haven't previously noticed. Relax. Maybe you're already aware. Already knowing what's happening. Riding that wave of awareness.